Several dozen professional women in Sydney today swapped the boardroom and the courtroom that they usually work in for a pink party bus. They're campaigning to promote debate ahead of the election on issues affecting women. The Women Vote Initiative was founded by three legal professionals fed up with what they say is a lack of policy on matters of gender and equality. Ahead of today's bus outing, the women commissioned polling on attitudes to issues including the cost of childcare, the number of women in parliament and whether politicians are sexist. Our reporter Barbara Miller joined them.
Good, how are you?
I have to get my top on.
Oh, you've got to get your top on.
All aboard for an unusual trip on a pink bus which normally caters to party groups. The driver is a man.
Morning, Jason.
Good morning.
Looking for one last.
No worries. All good.
But otherwise, it's all about women.
So thank you, everyone, for coming and supporting us on the Women Vote bus tour today. We're really
grateful. That's Sarah Mirzabigi, and one of three legal professionals who founded Women Vote, a non-partisan initiative aimed at putting issues affecting women more firmly on the political agenda. Vanessa Whitaker, SC, is another of the group's founders.
Our message is not a pink party bus. It is that there are very serious, mainly economic issues affecting women, and that they are not fringe issues. They are issues that should be the subject of proper policy and proper debate. It's born of frustration, really.
Very passionate about promotion of women into senior leadership positions because...
Many of the women on the bus are high flyers, consultants, managers and lawyers. Kate Eastman, SC.
We're interested in the economy, we're interested in foreign affairs, we're interested in industrial relations, we're interested in all sorts of different policies, but we want to just ask what's the gender perspective on some of these policies.
Do you worry, though, that an initiative like this is... for the privileged, targeted at the privileged?
It could be, and I think often because we've had the benefit of education, we've worked in corporate and professional life, then we see ourselves as having that responsibility or that obligation to be the voice for others. Working together allows us, I think, to empower all women. So I don't see it as a sort of privilege underprivileged divide. We've got to be united and collective in our approach to these issues.
The bus is headed for the seat of Wentworth in Sydney's east. Tim Murray, Labor's candidate for the seat, deliberately sporting a pink shirt, says times are changing.
I think women would rather vote for a woman.
Do you feel at a disadvantage being a man?
In this current election, yes.
And how does that make you feel? Is that unfair?
No. I think women have been treated unfairly, so for men to be treated unfairly is not a bad change.
The Women Vote group has commissioned polling of more than 1,000 voters conducted by YouGov Galaxy, which found strong support, 64%, for tax-deductible childcare. More than 70% of all those polled thought more should be done to address the gender pay gap, and more than half thought there should be gender parity in Parliament.
I'm Dave Sharma, the Liberal candidate for Wentworth.
Do we need to mandate the number of women?
Look, as a Liberal, I don't really like mandates or quotas. I think this should happen organically, but it doesn't mean I don't share the objective of seeing more female representation in Parliament.
The bus destination today was a market, a chance for a quick coffee, and for the member for Wentworth, Dr. Karen Phelps, to do some campaigning.
I'm at the Women Vote function, and this is a perfect place to talk about my women's policy, and that is freedom of reproductive choice, freedom from violence, freedom from economic dependency, and the freedom...
Women Vote supporter Menica Cook says the outing is all about raising awareness.
If women really understood their own power and that they could get the candidates in, which who were in aligned with their needs, then I think we would have a massive change in our society.
Thanks, Jason.
Soon it was time for Jason to get the group back to the CBD and their day jobs. The Women Vote founders say before polling day, they'll release a scorecard on how the parties are addressing women's issues.
Barbara Miller with that report.